views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything's EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
We're in the dining hall doing the final interviews with the on-site staff after Lighthouse programming. Again, I'm Maceo, your host at Everything EHC. Sir, please introduce yourself.
Hey, my name is Chris Lawyer. I am the maintenance technician at Enchanted Hills Camp.
And give us a little bit of your background on how you know you're associated with Enchanted Hills Camp, because you got kind of a cool story.
Oh, I'm blue blood, man. I'm the real shebang here at EAC now.
Yeah, no, there's deep roots.
So
roots.
Yeah, it is roots. My dad is visually impaired, and he was a camper here many years ago when he was a youngster and running around this place. When even Ken Rossi was running around this place. So That's showing some time right there.
Back in the day.
So
Wednesday is the day I heard.
So my dad's vision impaired, and he was a camper here, and he was a counselor here. And when he got even older, he actually was kitchen staff here and was living up at EHC for a few years. And my mum, she heard of Camp America back in the time when EHC had that program running, so she didn't know where she was going, and she was from a little village called Kilnhurst in Yorkshire, England, and she flew over here, and she worked for EHC for one whole summer in the kitchen, and she met my dad, and they were just best buds, and a few years later, they, after writing love notes or just friend notes to each other, the old-fashioned way of sending those little pieces of paper, mailing them over and doing that, and then having to pay like $20 a minute just to call each other.
Expensive international calls,
yeah,
back then. Landlines.
Yeah, back then, before.
You had to dial 16 numbers.
This is before Brian Hardy installed the Wi-Fi phones
exactly.
Here, where it's all free.
That's exactly it, yeah.
So they met, and then the... Yeah, so I always knew about camp when I was a little kid. We used to come up here in the off seasons when no one was here, and me and my sister used to run around here when we were kids. And yeah, always knew about Mount Vida.
I'm a little confused, a little bit, because I'm not. I guess it's a timeline thing for me, because you do have the English accent. You were raised in England, I'm assuming. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Your dad moved to where your mom was.
Yep.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
And they started a family in England and raised you guys there.
Yeah.
And then you guys would come visit Enchanted Hills Camp as a family.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah. Because first time I ever knew about camp was probably about 2001. 2001. My godmother was getting married, and she lives on Mount Vida at the bottom of the mountain, and she worked at Enchanted Hills Camp for a few summers along with my dad. So
it's just deep. It
yeah.
goes deep. So here we are. Now, what's your cycle? Now you're a grown man. You're grown up. You're out of high school. You come to camp to work. When? What happened? How did this happen?
No, I don't call myself a grown man. I still call myself a
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, I know it's hard.
I'm a child still.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way, but you have to sometimes take accountability for your age.
So I finished high school at 16, and I went traveling. And then I went to college, junior college, and when I finished that, I was 18, and I emailed Tony, because I was like, my dad was saying, why don't you do EHC? I was like, I'm interested to, you know, being a counselor, let's try it. So Tony finally emailed me back, and he said, yeah, come on over. So in 2010, I came to Enchanted Hills for my first summer.
2010, okay, I couldn't remember the year, but it's 10.
That was a legendary year.
That was a legendary year.
That was 60 years of Enchanted Hills Camp.
Oh, okay, so it was,
that was
gotcha,
the
big one.
The whole big deal here.
Okay, gotcha.
Where all the foreigners were here. We had Scottish people, French people. You know, the Scottish are foreigners anyway.
Yeah,
so
exactly. I know how you feel about that. So... Then was that just 1 year?
That was just the 1 year in 2010, and unfortunately I couldn't get back in 2011. I had other work commitments and studies to do, so I couldn't get back for all those things.
And then you showed up in 2016. 16 again?
You know, I showed up in 2012 and 2014. I was visiting just the site stuff.
Oh, okay.
Before camp was in. So I was still seeing how camp was changing then, which was
right,
nice.
Right.
And then, yeah, I came here in 2016. It was end of May 2016. I just flew over from England. I finally moved away from England. I was like, okay, let's give America a really good shot here and see how long I can live over here. So I was here in the US for 5 days, and I get this phone call from Don and Janet and George, because my sister, who was working at the time, said, oh, there's maintenance job happening. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's how it happened. See, I'm learning something new every day. All the puzzle pieces are coming together.
Yeah. So they gave me a call, and
then
thing
you were
know,
like,
okay.
Oh, yeah, here I am.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to this summer, where, let's see, you're the maintenance tech. What do you do?
I tech maintenance.
Okay. What tech and what maintenance?
I literally went from just being the guy who had to mow lawns and clean toilets to now mowing lawns and cleaning toilets in the most high definition way. We went 4K with it. It's the you
beautiful.
Look at it. You don't just look at a toilet brush and go, that's a toilet brush. You look going, wow, the iPhone 10, ladies and gentlemen, in a toilet brush. It's got touchscreen. So, but
amazing.
No, I literally, now I do those little things, but I literally see the big sites, and it's great to actually have the lighthouse now working with me more. I'm now doing video edits for the GoPros that we had this year. All the campers for this whole summer had GoPros, and they went around, and it's been great to now.
Unbelievable experience.
It's been brilliant.
You shared a ton of excitement with the campers by giving them that opportunity to film all of the things that happen here at EHC. I'm sure there was a ton of footage.
They loved it.
And
they
you got that job?
It.
That's
yeah,
what you're doing?
I got the whole edit
you
job
You got
now.
The whole edit job.
So I'm in
How
that.
Long is this movie going to be? What are you doing? Is
I'm
it
only,
pieces?
I'm only allowed to do 2 minutes. And I don't know how many hours, but I know I've got 80 gigs worth of
Can
footage.
We share some footage? Can I use some of the footage for some other stuff secretly?
I think we can hook that up later.
I want to do a fast motion of the campfire that I did.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
Can we
that's,
do that?
That's in my thing. That's in my...
I've set one... I clipped one onto a really old wooden chair and set it out in front of the campfire before it started.
Mm-hmm.
And just let it roll. At one point, when everybody's standing with their backs to the campfire, I moved it so you could see the faces and what was going on. And then I put it back and let the campfire dissipate. And I wanted to fast motion that whole process because it was really cool that we were able to do that.
No, I've already done that. It looks really good.
Oh, sweet.
I always like the beginning of it when people like take the cameras and they clip them onto each other. And just to see if they work and they like do like the whole head to left to right thing, eyes wide open, the mouth, and they smile at the camera and they go, is it working?
Is it prepared?
You know, and it's just, I like that. I want to do just snippets of each,
that.
Of just
yeah,
the beginnings
good,
of those.
That's a
it's
good
really,
idea.
It's really funny.
So many people ran the cameras.
And they go, is it working? And every counselor just stares into it. And it just comes back out and they go, yeah.
I had some youth campers being just, I guess the best word would be obnoxious. And I busted into we had a drum partition set up, and I busted in there, and there's all these youth campers in there, and I'm like scolding them like immediately, and I realized that the young lady was wearing a GoPro camera and looking right at me, and I had been busted scolding the campers for being obnoxious. Oh well, that's all part of the scene. That's something that's funny that happened this year. Okay, so you're the maintenance tech. You did this. You got this GoPro project going on, which is going to be really awesome. 2 minutes, which in itself is a big project to take all that
and compress
all that
it down into 2 minutes.
Into
so that's
minutes.
One of my first jobs is to do that, but I'm also wanting to make it into. Like, we have our Bibles here for all the counselors and throughout the years. I want to make it of an online thing audio described for all these videos that the campers have done so they can actually go back and go, oh, yeah, do you remember this?
Perfect.
And when we did that. So
super
that's,
good ideas.
That's the big plan and have
super
that done by
ideas.
Spring next year.
Okay. So I'm going to just say it. You do everything here.
I'm the kitchen crew.
You do
I'm
everything.
The lifeguard.
You are the guy that can fall into any position anywhere, and you have the skills to do it. You can drive, you can
on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, upside down and backwards.
There you go.
You have the skills to, like you said, work in the kitchen. You deliver igloos. You pick up trashes. And the thing about it is you're just always on it. It's there. If I put a trash out in front of the Kiva, it doesn't. You're not the kind of person that drives by and sees it and says, I'll get it later. You pick it up immediately as soon as you drive by. You're just on it all the time. You got it going on. I love the intensity sometimes when you're really busy and there's a lot going on. Your personality becomes a little bit more intense and you're hot and sweaty and going for it and you're animated, which is similar to how I operate, only I get to a point where I pop and offend people and make everybody angry, and you have this incredible ability to joke and make it magic and go on with your process, and I like that about you. So good for you, Chris.
No, I don't get annoyed by anybody.
No, you're perfect. You're perfect for this place. And you can tell that you're one of those people here that loves it. You gotta be in a position to love it, to live with the people that you work with, live up here so far away from, you know, from anything. 20 minutes, essentially, to the bottom of the mountain, folks, to anything.
You know, I said it to Israel the other day. We just had a group, and we were in the kitchen. The dinner was literally it was 5 minutes to dinner, and Matt was getting like, oh, I need a little bit of help. We're like, okay, we're on it. You know, we're not going to say no, and of course not. We're a whole team, and we've got a great team. It's a great team to work with, but me and Israel were rolling out of carts, and I just looked at Israel, and I go, you know, it feels like we're just making a family dinner for all of us to eat right now. And Israel just smiled, and he just goes, you know, it just does feel like a family event that we just have every day up here. Even when we have our groups here, it just feels like we're doing just a family meal.
It has to feel like that.
It is.
For
it's
a
great
camp to operate in a successful manner, the people who are here have to love it as much as the other people who are here. And you know what? This seeing the groups come in and knowing that the process is different without the lighthouse involved, those people see how much you guys love it and how much there is a willingness to help and make things right and solve problems. I've heard people ask questions on the radio that to them might seem like a big deal, like it's almost hard for them to ask. But then when you hear the response and hear how you guys get right on the process of helping everybody out with no matter what it is, it could be rides. It would probably be a pretty big list if you made a list every day of the different things that you did and then went through and sorted out how many different things there are. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, anybody you want to shout out to? Anything you want to say? It's on the internet. It's on forever. So,
oh, is it? You know, oh, damn. Okay. This is...
It's forever, man.
Thank you, Mom and Dad. You know, I have to give another big shout out, and I said it at the our end of year staff shindig we had. And, you know, I appreciate all the counselors that we had this summer and all their hard work they do, because not only are they, you know, they're run ragged, they're doing stupid amounts of hours, they're literally doing a 13 to 15 hour shift every single day, but they're making camp so much more better for the campers. They're there for the campers. The campers love interacting with them, and it's nice to see this year especially having more counselors interact with the campers, and the campers appreciate that, and it makes me more happy to see that. And compared to last summer, I didn't have much time to actually interact with the campers because there was so much stuff to be doing around here, that this summer I was able to actually, you know, reminisce with some old campers that I knew when I was a counselor and interact with them more. And it's nice them coming up here going, oh, Chris, hey. And it's nice to know that they remember me and I remember them. And it's just brilliant. I enjoy it even more now every summer. And this is just, and I can't thank the counselors for doing that for the campers. And I can't thank the campers enough for doing that for the counselors, because the campers really hit back on the counselors and the counselors love it. They might not show it or they might not say it, but, you know, for me, seeing the behind-the-scenes footage of EHC, you know, the campers make it so much more, and they put so much more enthusiasm, love, and joy into camp that they probably don't even realize, but every year goes by, there's so much more being pushed in that they leave behind, and it really does. Even though if you don't feel like it, you go, oh, it's just another year, it's just another year. No, you've actually put something in the history of that camp history. You've done it. You don't realize it. There's some words, there's some phrase you've said, and it just sticks forever.
It's been logged.
It's just incredible.
Yeah, it sticks forever. I totally understand what you're saying. What you just said is a great piece for past, present, and future. Something I could potentially play for staff members next year to help appreciate seriously the importance of our campers and what we're trying to accomplish. Because you summed it up beautifully there by what you said. So I appreciate those sentiments. I certainly agree with you that this year's staff was amazing. And the key, and it's just emphasized throughout the whole summer, is campers first. It's just as easy as that. When you make sure that the campers are having fun, they're safe and happy, and that's you're not putting yourself first, it brings a lot of joy to the situation and to camp.
It really does.
You bring a lot of joy to camp. You got a great sense of humor. Since I've known you, we have lots of inside jokes. We've had lots of meals together. We always have a lot of laughs. I appreciate that about you. I appreciate your not only your ability to be a great team member, but a great friend. So thank you for that, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
I look forward to working with you in the future, because that seems is going to be happening
soon.
We've
got many more summers.
Yeah, we got lots going on. And that was going to be my last question, is do you feel like you have some longevity here? You feel like you want to be here for a while?
I know that the maintenance shed really needs cleaning, so that's going to take some time. So until that project's
all
done.
All right. Well, there you go. So this is Chris Lawyer. Thank you for joining us on Everything EHC, bud.
Thank you.
And this is Maceo, your host. You're listening to Everything EHC on maceo.net. Thank you, everybody, for listening very much to these final interviews. And we got a few more. I'm going to keep them going here on Everything EHC. Thanks for listening. I'm out.